Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed for that. Well, we're approaching the June bank holiday weekend, and that means we're nearly full on into full wedding season, I can tell you. But what if you're sitting down to draw up your guest list for the wedding and you're coming under family pressure to invite, and you know this happens, all of the cousins, all of the neighbours, all of the people that were associated with the family down through the years, but you don't want to? Well, here to offer some advice is Jessica O'Sullivan, editor of wedding website One Fab Day. Well, let's hope it is One Fab Day for all those people who don't want to invite all the extended family. Jessica, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Pleasure as always.
The guest list is tricky, isn't it?
This particular category is very, very difficult. It's always problematic for couples when they're planning their guest list. And I think that's because it can be quite a big category, first of all, and your relationships with this category can swing wildly between we only see each other at other people's weddings and funerals, or they can be as close to you as a brother and sister.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then as well, the family politics begin to come into play. Very often it's not even the cousins themselves. It's the older generation. So your mother and your father, their brothers and sisters, and their longstanding feuds and rivalries. And, you know, difficult personalities that they might be used to trying to manage.
Yeah.
And they just want to keep the peace above all.
Well, I think that's it. It's like the United Nations. You can't not invite Jessica O'Sullivan. Well, what would the neighbours say if we didn't invite Jessica O'Sullivan? Isn't that it? And suddenly you have a whole heap of people at the wedding that you actually don't even know or don't want there.
Yeah, and I think as well the problem is that a lot of people kind of hijack weddings a little bit as an excuse for a get-together. You know, they're like, oh, we've been, you know, do a big family get-together. And this happens with these bigger groups like work colleagues or maybe college friends or things like that, who kind of think it's a great excuse. And regardless of what type of wedding, you know, if you're thinking of having 50 people and suddenly, you know, you could 30 of those could be your college friends and they're plus one.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be careful of that as well.
I wonder how many times the following argument has happened. I don't want that person at the wedding. Well, I'm paying for it, so I want them there. And it really depends on who's paying for the wedding, doesn't it?
Yeah, and parents can pull that card. I think it's a bit, I personally think that you could dig in your heels if they pull that card, because if somebody is gifting you money towards your wedding, it should, in an ideal world, come with no strings attached. If you feel like your parents are people who would try and take over the wedding,
maybe
it's
not a gift.
Better to try and finance it another way.
Maybe it's not given willingly, really. I mean, in fairness, people want that one fab day, don't they? And they go all out. And maybe in mommy and daddy, maybe mommy and daddy just don't want to ruin the dream for those that couple.
Yeah, and but the thing is that, like, I mean, this would be really tricky. I think it's manners to give your parents a table if they're paying for it, and to offer them, you know, that they can bring their own friends.
Yeah.
So you could always turn around and say, listen, if you're that hung up about the cousins coming, feel free to give up a table of your friends and invite the cousins, because I'm not giving up a table of my friends to invite the cousins.
Did you ever think of going into diplomacy?
Clearly, I would not be very good at it.
What if the parents say, well, I'm actually paying for my table and your table?
Elope. There's always the elopement.
Well, what about that, actually? What about eloping? I mean, there's a lot to be said for a very small wedding, isn't there? Just the immediate families. And then you cut out all this hassle.
And a lot of couples are going for that. And that's why this two-part wedding trend is kind of becoming really popular, where you see people having maybe a civil ceremony day where they'll just have immediate family and they'll do dinner, or they might go away with just a few people and get married and then come back and have a much bigger bash, but maybe not the kind of like standard package hotel wedding, which, you know, is like €125 a head. It could be like a little bit more casual, but they get to invite more people and spread the net a little bit wider. And that can be a great way to avoid the politics of, you know, if you're in one of those families that has an all or nothing policy in terms of who gets invited, and you're trying to stray from that policy, you know, and shake things up a little bit.
So let me ask you this, chief wedding diplomat, if I can, before we finish. If you're not inviting all the cousins, should you explain the rationale to them beforehand? Say, look, I'm having the wedding in June, but you're not going to be invited because... Should that happen, Jessica?
Well, I think, you know, if you have cousins who you aren't very close to, it might be strange to ring them up out of the blue and explain this. I mean, you could definitely send the message down through the auntie hotline and hope that they will get it. And you could explain to maybe the person who might be put out because they weren't invited, like their mother or father.
So don't say anything. Is that it?
Well, no, I think you should say something like, state your policy and make sure that it's widely disseminated to everyone so that they know what it is. I think the problem is that when you have one or two cousins that you're very, very close to, and then the eyebrows get raised if they're invited and others aren't.
Yeah.
But I think you can always blame the venue. This is what I always say. Blame the venue.
Do you know, can I ask you this? Are you absolutely sure about the name of your website? One Fab Day, yeah?
Well, the day will be fabulous. The planning, the months, heartache beforehand. You know, we try to take the pain out of it.
Okay, well done. Good comeback. Jessica O'Sullivan, editor of wedding website One Fab Day and chief diplomat. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.